Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rashee Rice makes his season debut last week, and what happened? Two touchdowns there as the voice of Jim Nance. Seven grabs, 42 yards in his season debut. You knew he'd make an impact. He certainly did. What about the players that will make an impact tonight? Let's talk about it. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday morning. We are here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. All right, the Chiefs are favored by 11. It's a high total of 48, a high total with a backup quarterback on one side. Sam, this is something you don't see a ton. We had a number of backups involved yesterday, and all of those totals were dropping. This one dropped a little bit, but maybe you would think it would drop a little bit more. But obviously the expectation is Kansas City does much of the damage when it comes to the total of 48. Chiefs by double digits. The Chiefs destroy the Raiders last week. Keep that in mind. A lot of chatter when we talk about the Chiefs, everyone runs to the offensive stuff. And that's certainly fair. And we do a lot of that as well. You can't forget about what this defense is doing. This defense, if you look at just different areas, whether it's against the pass, against the run, overall, against this position, against that position, the Chiefs rank as one of the best defenses just about in every category. I'm not saying they're at the Denver level. I'm not putting them with Houston, but maybe a half notch below, KC is right there, and that defense certainly needs some love.
As for the number, if you took the dog when we talked about it last Friday, you got a good number. I thought I bet 12.5, and then this morning I looked. I actually have 13. I don't know how I got a 13, but I do have plus 13. So we have certainly seen that number come down a ton from 13, a lot of 12.5 on Friday. But now we're sitting 11, 11, 11, 11, 10.5, 11, 11, 11. So there's been an appetite to bet Washington. I think a lot of that is because you do have McLaurin and Debo both likely to play. So That was the question that I sort of asked myself on Friday. Is it better to have Jaden Daniels and no weapons or Marcus Mariota and weapons? I think the answer is clearly the latter. Now, just because I have a good number doesn't mean I'm going to win. I'm still terrified of losing 34-10 or something like that, but I thought 12.5 was too high, and clearly that sentiment was accurate. Now, I almost said the R word. The Commanders have to do their job still, which when you have a backup quarterback.
No, what R word?
No. You're just, talking about Redskins, of course. Every time I almost say Redskins, I stop myself and say I almost did a bad thing. But anyways, I don't feel good about it, even though I got a good number is how I feel.
Yes. So you'd rather have Mariota with McLaurin and Debo
than Daniels with nothing. Than Daniels with Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah. That's interesting. It's certainly a fair point, especially when you're going up against this team. But there's a number for a reason. You were ahead of the market on that one. So good call. Would you bet it at 11? If you're coming in blind. Yeah. I don't think I would either. Yeah. It's tough. Tough scene. I hate that I'm here because we heard enough about it as the NFL and the broadcast partners were trying to push the narrative, but man, we saw it last night. I mean, Tucker Kraft was awesome. Dude, that guy looked like Gronk last night. He looked like Prime Kelsey. Prime Kelsey. Not the Kelsey that we have right now, but the one of yesteryear. But I did end up looking at that angle because this Washington defense has allowed four touchdowns to the tight end position. Just last week, they gave up two to Ferguson. Pitts got into the end zone. Kraft earlier this year got into the end zone. And the Kelsey numbers, 3.5 receptions, 40.5 yards. You know, I started looking at a handful of tight ends just because it's tight end day. We were talking about it yesterday morning during game day. I'm like, oh, wow, all of these premier tight ends, the ones projected to have good days, they're all plus one, at least plus 150 range. Everybody, at least. I'm like, oh, Kelsey's a favorite to score a touchdown. The best price you can get is like $1.07, $1.10, where you have to lay it for Kelsey to score a touchdown. Now, is that because they know he's going to get money? Because, oh, it's national tight end and everybody's going to jump in on the biggest name tight end out there and it's a pretty good matchup? Or is that, no, it's this is a good number. He should be minus 110 to score an anytime touchdown. I do like Kelsey. I don't know if touchdown is the way, but maybe with yards at 40.5, or certainly looking at receptions as well. Washington, not great at stopping the position.
Did you remember that it was National Tight Ends Day, or did you see it in the family calendar, by the way?
Both. Saw it in the family calendar. Oh, okay. That's how I was reminded yesterday morning because, you know, Saturday was busy. The Sunday morning show starts an hour before this show, which is early enough. And so, like, I'm kind of blind in the morning, and I don't get up as early as I do for these shows. And I did pull it up in the family calendar. I did look at the calendar for the day. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is. I forgot. They've been talking about it for a week. The league tries to make this a big thing. I don't know. There were a number of them that were producing. I'll tell you that, man. A lot of them end up getting into the end zone. Some no-name guys, some big-name guys. But I do think Kelsey is involved. But the big question, does it count for today? Because it was National Tight End Day. Trey McBride's tweeting out, hey, this is not fair. I'm on bye, and all these guys get to celebrate National Tight End Day, and I'm not allowed to play football, which I think is certainly a fair point by him. Totally unfair. Maybe they feed him next week. Keep that in mind. But yeah, I did remember because I saw it in the calendar, and I am thinking, though, Kelsey, this is a good spot for him. And we've seen some more, and there's going to be attention on the other receivers, the guys that just returned to the team in recent weeks, too. So it could leave an opening for Kelsey.
I think you have the right idea, though. Touchdown. I think you just go with it because you're kind of shifting toward the yardage thing, and you're going to be so mad if he has three catches for 10 yards and a touchdown. You're going to be so mad if you don't take the touchdown bet.
All right, let's go. I was looking at first touchdown, which is 6-1. Not a great price, but I could totally see it happening tonight. Yeah, let's go touchdown. That's fine. Bet it earlier rather than later because couldn't you see tonight? Like, it's game time. Oh, yeah, it's Kelsey, $1.25.
Yep, easily. Yep, you want to bet that right now because you still have, what, 10 hours until kick? 11 hours or so? That price is going to keep climbing. I already see the yardage prop at 43.5 in a couple places. God, they are juicing you to death on the receptions, too. Over 3.5, minus 135, minus 140.
They I would are do juicing 5 plus Travis if Kelsey. I did that. Yeah, I would do 5 plus if you go that route. But you're right. Mm-hmm. Touchdown's a better play.
He is close to, I believe, getting near his season touchdown number, because I remember we talked about it in the summer when they started hanging props on all these players, and he was at 4.5. Well, I guess he's not close. He has 2. Well, it's all relative, I guess, at that point. He's got 2.
He is close.
I mean, really close. It's easy to be close to your number when it's 4.5. So he's got 2 touchdown catches, and the number was 4.5. So I would think he's live to get there if he stays healthy. That was a very low number, and I, you know, if you catch one today, you're good because then you'll have 3. You only need 2 more.
He only had 3 last year, so yeah, I think he's going to get there. I think he'll certainly get there, especially now that everybody's back. Like before, there was so much attention paid to him. Now, and not so much. Like he's the third or fourth guy on that offense. What a as far as that goes. Anything else you're interested in? Any other angle that you find worth talking about?
No, I feel good about having the 13. Like I said, the total surprisingly has come down. This game, I saw them open in Vegas at like 50.5 or 51. And now we're at 48. Now, obviously, there's a lot to do with that because Daniels is not playing. But I really don't feel like this offense is going to skip that much of a beat because you get the weapons back. So I really think it's hard for the books to quantify, you know, yes, Daniels is out, but Daniels has been playing with Paul Aspen and Jake Hassan at wide receiver. So it's like, all right, now you get McLaurin back, who's on my fantasy team. Need a big night from him, and you get Debo back. So as long as Mariota gets the ball out quickly, I think they can score. I do.
All right. That's our breakdown for Monday night. More on yesterday. One of the games that we have not talked about at all, New England-Cleveland. And, yeah, New England was supposed to win, and they did. They did it in convincing fashion. Kind of mad at myself. I didn't end up getting to the New England side. I was just dead set on this spot. Wasn't great. But when you think about this matchup, the only thing that Cleveland can do offensively is run the football. And the Patriots are great at stopping the run. So now you put everything on the rookie quarterback on the road going against a team that's feeling really good about themselves. Probably wasn't set up to be a great day for Cleveland, but it was a 9-7 game at halftime. It was. We've seen this a number of weeks now, Sam, where Patriots start slow, and then they really take over once you get into second quarter, second half of the game where, you know, they were trailing early on against Cleveland. They were trailing against Tennessee, I want to say, early on. But then they just completely take over when the deep ball is working with May. They're hard to stop. They're hard to keep up with. But, yeah, wow. 32-13. The closing number was 7. Patriots keep on rolling. They're 6-2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May now, according to Sumer Sports, on deep balls, this is 20-plus yards down the field. He's 17 of 26 for 533 yards. He's literally one of the best deep ball throwers in the entire league. And they broke it down in their weekly email. The subheader is, it's gonna be May, because that hasn't been used enough in the last year or so. But according to Sumer Sports, he's delivered at an above 50th percentile EPA per dropback in every single game. They use the term fantastic, and they say he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league and one of the best deep ball throwers in the league by the numbers. I don't need numbers to see what I see, too. I mean, you watch him throw, and you're like, man, that's a pretty throw. There was one against who did they play last week? He threw one. I just like, wow, what a throw. It was during the chaos of the cookout at my house. I can't remember who they were playing. But he just throws a pretty – yes, exactly. He just throws – he throws a pretty football. And Kayshon Booty's been the recipient of a ton of those balls down the field. That connection is something between those two.
A lot of numbers you look at. If you're into metrics like EPA, pass EPA, yards per attempt, all that stuff, there are two names that are a constant. The very top, Drake May and Daniel Jones. And yesterday, you take a look at it. I was looking at completion percentage over expectation. Number one, Drake May. Number two, Daniel Jones. Like lockstep. Mm-hmm. They were 15-5 and 15-3. Then you have a gap before you get to third was Hurts on that list in the 12s. But week after week, when you look at not only your traditional numbers, but you peel back the curtain a little bit, these guys are performing at the highest level, an MVP-type level. Man, yeah. Daniel Jones, he's just not going to get credit when it comes to this category of MVP, just because we started the Jonathan Taylor conversation. When you think about that Colts offense, who's most responsible? It's going to be Taylor, right? Like, Jones isn't going to get any love for any award.
I don't think so. And it's not really fair because he's doing everything he's supposed to do and then some. But Taylor is the touchdown monster, and people like touchdowns. And when you could put a fat number on it, say he gets 30 touchdowns, if he does, and breaks the record for single-season rushing touchdowns, he's the star. If he gets 30 touchdowns, he's arguably the best player in the league this year.
We liked Philly yesterday. That was easy, I'd say. Certainly early, you felt good about it. Not that you want this news, but Scadaboo goes down for the season. Awful for the Giants. You got Neighbors down for the year as well, but you're right, Saquon, rushing attack. 276 rushing yards for the Eagles on this Giants defense. We figured it was going to be a revenge spot, and just the way things were lining up, like, okay, the deep ball is working for Hurts. We weren't concerned that A.J. Brown was going to be missing in this game. Saquon, don't forget about Tank Bigsby. He also went for over 100 yards, but it reminded you of last year's version of the Eagles.
The Giants also stink. I never understood, and we talked about this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The Eagles were a 7-point favorite in New Jersey, and then they were a 7-point favorite at home against the same team. It never really made sense. Saquon, by the way, says he's fine. He did leave with a groin injury, but he said he's fine. He's going to be fine. We'll see. First carry, Joe, against that team he knows pretty well. 65 yards. First touch. That was that you brought that up. The rushing prop was like 82, 83 and a half. Cake.
Yeah. Yeah. That was easy early on. No doubt about it. We probably should have talked more about that revenge spot for Saquon, too. But he's faced him a number of times at this point. But, yep, Eagles get home. No doubt about that one. Case of the Mondays on the other side. What bothered you from over the weekend? I think we have a few things on our list. Joe, Sammy P, this is BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.